Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me is Corey.
Hello.
And Mark.
Hello.
I don't know if Rich will be with us or not. He never responded, and he's online right now. So
I don't think so. I feel like he's always listed as online. I'm pretty sure I'm always listed as online Skype.
Gotcha. So, oh man.
You know, he has a Windows phone. It's forcing him to always be online.
Oh, that's true. So, anyway, we're here to talk about games and stuff. We don't really have much to talk about today, it looks like, on the outline. So I guess we'll, did anybody look at the Scorpio news?
No, I haven't had a chance to yet.
I haven't.
What Scorpio news?
Well, basically, I guess some of the actual Scorpio, insides or whatever, or the...
Oh, the thing that was like, whatever, that Digital Foundry.
Yeah, I guess that's what
it was.
It was
like a spec sheet from...
Yeah.
The E3, and now, yeah. I don't really feel like it was much news or anything.
Yeah.
And it was being that old, you know, there's no real way of knowing how different it may or may not be.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to start following, I don't know if you guys listen to the CADcast, but Wombat's got a philosophy I kind of agree with. It's not a real thing until it's out.
I mean, that's not entirely true. I mean,
I know that, but
I think that's a pretty dumb philosophy. Hard, I mean,
it's hard to speculate, though.
Well, I'm saying if they got a spec sheet, I just wondered, I didn't know if anybody had read over it or not, because it seems like somebody said something that they increased teraflops on it and stuff like that. So I don't know.
It's more, well, I mean,
that spec sheet was from
E3.
Why? Yeah. So and, I mean, and a spec sheet like the console, like to what Corey says. It's not really a real thing until it's out because they don't have the actual consoles built. They're telling the developers, you know, this is, you know, here is a base of what we're planning to put into this machine. You know, it may differ when we officially put it all together, but there's no actual console that exists right now. It is just a hypothetical. This is what we're planning to shove into this box.
Yeah.
And it could change.
Well, and then optimizing that stuff usually takes a year or two anyways.
Yeah, so we'll just have to wait and see until E3.
Okay, but...
This podcast is already going to be garbage. I can already tell. There have already been two extended periods of silence.
Sorry, I had my mind distracted by something else over here that... For my
Stop
game.
Thinking about Lego.
No, it's for D&D. The other thing I'm obsessed with. Anyway, I guess that's... I know that Aaron Greenberg came out and said this week on Twitter that he had actually played his first game on the Scorpio development kits or whatever, and he says it's amazing, but, you know, he's Microsoft. So, but anyway, I guess we get to what... we've been playing Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. This is the new Resident Evil game. That is a first person game. God, this show is going to be terrible and it's going to be so short. Now I have been playing this game strictly in VR and I've only put about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours in it.
Like I said, that stream you played the other night was like an almost 2 hours.
Oh, was it really?
It felt like it, at least.
And Corey, I don't know how much you've played of it.
I'm probably at the like 4 or 5 hour mark.
Okay. Have you played much more of it? I mean, have you played it?
Yeah, I'm out of the first house, I guess.
Okay.
Or second house, technically.
Yeah. Okay. In VR, it's terrifying. I screamed. I have streamed myself screaming on Twitch, and I just had a camera. It's so hard to explain to people on Facebook why I'm streaming my face in like a TV that they can't see. It's like, you need to fix that. Well, I can't fix it because it's not. This is just a cam because people wanted to see me actually jump and scream and stuff like that. So that's what I was giving them. But if they really wanted me to actually watch me play, they could go to Twitch And I played that night, but I've like
I feel like you made it pretty clear.
But yeah, that game's very unique for what it is in that, at least in VR. Again, Corey, you might want to go ahead and take it from the beginning, how you feel about the game, and I'll come in with VR stuff because.
Okay, I really want to play this game in VR because I feel like I'm desensitized to jump scares and stuff anymore. Like, I used to be freaked out by games, but this game, out of what I've played, I've only had one moment where it actually made me jump.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's a bunch of parts where I was like, if I was 5 years younger, I probably would have been pooping my pants. So I really want to check it out in VR because, like, you can't turn away. It's right in your face, I would imagine.
Right.
Yeah,
the people and I was get hoping right up there.
I was hoping there would be a part that you'd get to in your stream, but you didn't get quite there. And
is it?
Yeah, no, it's the second VHS tape you get.
Oh well, yeah, that's in the dark. Where I don't want to give anything away, but the Mia tape,
yeah.
At the very end of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get that far?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I guess you didn't see.
Well, see, I did that on the second stream. I didn't actually stream it the second time. Because it was like 1:30 in the morning, I knew nobody would care, so I didn't even worry about streaming it. And I feel like I should have streamed that part for Twitch prosperity because, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that got me, so I would imagine being in VR, that would have...
So we even ran into things where we didn't even have the same stuff happen to us. Like, there's a part very early on in the game that Corey was telling me about.
Is it spoilery to talk about that? Because it's so early.
It is very early. So if you guys don't want to hear this, it's not really a spoiler for the story, but it's something that happens. And I didn't have it happen. And Corey's trying to tell me about it. I'm like, dude, I'm not there. And he goes, what do you mean you're not there? I was like, I am not there. He says, you should be there. You've already been to this part. And I'm like, that did not happen in my game. So we're going to spoil that starting now. It should take a couple, like a minute, maybe at the most. Corey, go ahead.
Okay, so at the beginning, you're sitting at a table. The family has captured you.
Well,
don't
worry about all that. Just
oh, okay. So there's a point where you're being chased, and I get to a keyhole, and I unlock it. But while I'm unlocking it, the dude catches me and chops off my leg. And that didn't happen for Rob.
Yeah.
But he then tells you can fix your leg by putting this ointment on it, or this health pack. And it's just you're crawling back to your leg while this dude is just hovering over you, and it was like the most surreal thing ever.
Ugh.
And I really wish I would have recorded it or something, because I didn't know that was like not a scripted thing that happened.
I mean, I guess it technically could. I mean, it's a scripted thing that happens, but I guess maybe it's you can avoid it, because what I did is I walked towards the door and I went to go unlock the door. Well, he came in the room, so I stopped, and I guess I had like, I want to say I had started to unlock the door. And then, like, I turned around, he was there, and so I just ran, and he didn't catch me, so I got away from him. However, I do have to say this, and I'm sure this is in that same area where that door is in the floor. I had been up on the second floor looking for some stuff, and I had to come back down. I was like, well, I'm going to go over here and save, and I know he's down here on the bottom floor because I could hear him.
Did he do the thing with the wall?
Yes.
Oh, that, yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Oh my God, dude. Holy shit. And what had happened was I kept sneaking him. He was down that hallway where I needed to get back down to get to where I needed to be. And I was like, I'm trying to lure him down this hallway. And so what I ended up doing was coming down the hallway and going back into the kitchen and dining room area and open and close that door. Well, he heard the door and he says, Ethan. And he pushed the door open. Are you running from an old man, Ethan? And so when he opened that door, I came around behind him and slowly walked up behind him. And I got up to the edge of the wall, and I'm like, okay, I can start running now because he can't catch me if I run now. And I took off running. He busted that fucking door down, or that wall down in front of me, and came out in front of me. I was like, motherfucker. So, yeah, I fucking screamed. I'm not going to lie.
There's some cool stuff that happens in this game. I was the first... Well, when you're playing through, because there's like a tutorial house, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's the guest house. And when I was playing through that, I was like, man, this is just a drag. It's boring. It's super goofy. I didn't expect it to be as unrealistic as it is, because the trailers to me made it look like it was going to be like the most realistic Resident Evil that had been out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe I just missed something, but yeah, it's really, really goofy. And once I embraced the goofiness, I started really enjoying it.
Yeah. I mean, it's Resident Evil. Resident Evil's always been goofy. So, you know, but at first I was thinking that this was going to be like a prequel to the everything in Resident Evil, but I noticed it's the backgrounds when the videotapes start, they give the date, and it's 2017, like June of 2017. So I'm like, that blows my whole theory of that this is a prequel to prequels of Resident Evil.
It is a Resident Evil game in the sense that you're doing what you do in like Resident Evil 1 and 2. You're finding keys and stuff like that, and finding puzzles that you have to solve. It feels like Resident Evil since 3.
I hope the puzzles aren't all shadow box puzzles or shadow puzzles, because that would get real boring.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard it's about a 10-hour game. So. Yeah,
so you're about halfway. Maybe a little less, a little bit more. Who knows? But yeah, it does.
Well, I restarted, though, I remember.
Oh, that's right. Well, you still would be about halfway through if you did it on easy. I haven't restarted yet, but you said I'm going to get to a point here where I'm going to be stuck.
Have you been in the basement yet?
Are you talking about things that crawl out of walls?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, funny story, and again, spoilers. If you don't want to hear anything, you might want to project yourself a minute ahead of time. So I walk down into the basement and I open this door up, and I start walking toward this other door, and all of a sudden this freaking spore monster comes oozing out of the wall from these spores that are all over the place down there and starts walking towards me, and I'm like, nope, nope, nope. I turned around and I shut the door behind me, and I was like, and I kept waiting for it to bust through so I could get ready to kill it, and I waited and I waited. It never came through the door after me, and I'm like, what? And I opened the door up. Well, that just made it worse, because that's where I had to stop playing, because it wasn't there anymore. I have no idea. I don't know where it went to. I don't know where it's at, but now I'm terrified, because I'm thinking, I'm looking around for it. I said, okay, when I go back to that door, it's going to come out and get me. Nope, didn't touch me. Walked to the next room. Nope, not there either. So I don't know where this thing went to, and I'm sure it's going to get... I'm sure it's going to get me at some point, because I don't know where it's at now.
Even on easy, I had a real tough time getting through that area. So I can't. I don't know how people are doing on normal or hard.
So, yeah. But, yeah, it's a pretty interesting game. I don't think I like it as much as I do Resident Evil past games. I think this is probably my... If I wasn't playing this in VR, I'm pretty sure this would be my least favorite Resident Evil game ever. Just because I don't like...
You've been worse than, like, 5 and 6?
Well, 6 is terrible. But 5 is awesome. Don't you fucking knock 5.
5 is an awesome game.
For action.
But it's not an awesome Resident Evil game.
But, I don't know. 6 is pretty bad. But I'm just saying, I just don't think that I would like... I don't like games like Outlast. And granted, you get guns in this, but you might as well not have a gun, because it's basically there to slow an enemy down, not to kill them. Because you'll just waste ammo if you shoot them all over. I mean, it basically just slows them down. Sometimes you'll eventually take them down if you have to in the tutorials and stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't know. So, but I think this would probably... I just don't like that type of horror game normally, but playing it in VR is a whole different experience, so... I wish you had a VR, Corey, because I think you would
one of these days, maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I got to talk about. That's all I have played with besides Legos. So
we played some games last night. We can talk about.
We've talked about these games, but go ahead and talk about them some more.
But there's a new mode in Overwatch.
Yeah. So there's the.
The new mode in the other game.
What's it called? The year the chicken
capture the rooster.
Yeah, capture
year of the chicken.
So yeah, they added some new stuff. Capture the chicken is basically a flag capture the flag game mode, which I'm not a big fan of in most games anyway. But I played it enough to win one round of it, just to get my loot box for the day. And then we played a lot of Overwatch last night, which I don't, like, I was telling them last night, I was playing a little bit earlier that day as well, and there's a lot of people playing Roadhog and Symmetra now, and I had to ask if there was a, if they had nerfed, or if they'd done something to those characters, and I guess apparently they had, but I hadn't read about it, so, yeah, but it seems
It seems like the fact that they change characters so often in this, like, but...
Corey, you're breaking up bad, dude. I think we've lost Corey. Either that or he's become a mumbling monster.
What?
You're dead, Corey. You're dead to us.
So, I'm really...
Okay, I'm going to call Corey back.
Great. So, this is a great show.
It is a terrible show. You're correct.
And I don't even know why I'm here.
Did you not play anything this week?
I played some stuff. I was like, whatever.
What have you played?
I'm still playing through Gears of War 4, which I think is really not great.
Yeah,
I find it very boring. There's not been any great set pieces. It's more on par with Judgment than the trilogy. I will say I kind of like the characters and all that. They're fine, but other than that, it's not really doing much for me. And there's some really annoying sections. The checkpoint system doesn't always make much sense. Mm-hmm. I just finished the end of chapter Act 4, mm-hmm. where you have to fight the giant Grumak or whatever the hell it's called. That was annoying.
I don't think I've gotten to the end of chapter 4 yet. But, I think I've been chapter 4.
It was incredibly annoying, and
you guys there?
Yeah, we're here, dude.
I am annoyed by how much it is just more Gears of War. It's like the Locust isn't in this game. Oh, these are the Locusts. They're different because they've got little crystals growing out of them. Okay, whatever. Stupid.
I still hate the robots. I just despise the robot. I found that so boring.
I feel like as I've played more, I've appreciated the robots more because
they were new.
It's something different. Because they even have, they have emergence holes. They have all the same shit. And yeah. It's just not as good.
Yeah. That's what's bad when it's, I feel like the same thing with when 343 took over Halo. The games aren't as good as they were. And it's
like Uncharted 4 in that it drags in a lot of places. I thought it was supposed to be like a 6-hour game, and I'm playing. I'm like, God, this entire act is taking forever. How long is it going to take me to find my stupid father again? I don't give a shit. Let him die at this point. I don't care anymore.
Well, what difficulty are you playing it on, though?
Hardcore.
Okay. Is that
It's not that it's too difficult. It's just that it's taking. I mean, these sections are just so long. Like, how long it takes you to follow in this stupid whatever they call them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
I think that's part of the problem is that at least in the other Gears of War games that they moved, the story moved along. This is just like, this takes place like 18 hours in one, of a single day or something, you know? And it's just like, there's nothing
to
lose
the story. There were set pieces. There were like big moments that were like, this is awesome. You know, even like people, you might hate the vehicle sections or things like that. They were exciting, at least, and
right.
Extent. Like, there's nothing. I think they try to do that with some bits that are like where you're riding the cable, but you're not really doing anything. You're just riding the cable.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really shooting anything.
Yeah, I agree. I never did finish it, and I've usually finished those Gears of War games. Even Judgment, I finished within like 3 or 4 days of it coming out. So, and this one,
I played 3 hours of Okami and I stopped playing. I feel like I've gotten to the point where it probably maybe gets good and like opens up, but I don't give a shit anymore because the first 3 hours is awful.
I love that game. I don't know why.
A lot of people love that game.
So.
But, you know, maybe it was just good at the time. So, I've gone back to a lot of PS2 era games and be like, yeah, this doesn't feel so great anymore. Like, I went to the Warriors, like I said I was going to do. And then I was playing, I'm like, I don't like this so much. The camera's pretty loose. And when I was playing it too, I'm just like, wow, this really is just, this is Bully with the Warrior skin. Or the Bully was the Warriors with the Bully skin. I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg.
I'm pretty sure Warriors came first.
There you go. But it's like the same exact gameplay and look and everything. Continue with, what the hell is he talking about? Overwatch.
Yeah, Corey, you died out on us there.
I don't know what happened. My computer just disconnected from the internet for about 3 minutes, so that was weird. Maybe get a new laptop or something, I think.
Oh, it's cool. Yeah, worst.
I don't remember what we were talking about.
We're talking about the worst show ever. So,
yeah, yeah.
Something about capturing cocks.
I mean, anytime you can, right?
Yep.
Cash me outside. How about that?
No.
Now Steven's done. Steven's done. Turned the show off. God damn it!
Yep, you ruined it for everybody, Rob. The one person who's going to listen to this show.
Yeah, Overwatch, you know, I said we played the new modes, the new mode and stuff like that, but what can I say? All right. Rocket League, me, Sean, and Corey played a little bit more of that last night for the first time in God knows how long.
Yeah, they've added 3 new modes. I don't know how long ago they added them, but...
They added a basketball mode, which we didn't get to play because it's 2-on-2. And I don't know if they played anymore after I got off last night, but... there was the hockey mode, and then there's Rumble, which is my favorite of all of the new ones I have played.
It's ridiculous. It adds the power-ups, so there's, like, boxing gloves and, like, ice freezing the ball and stuff like that. You know, kind of like Mario Kart.
It had so much fun. But we were getting stomped.
It's way harder. Yeah, it adds an element of randomness to it, though, that if you don't know how to use those power-ups... You're pretty much useless.
And we were playing against some damn ringers at the very beginning, too. The very first match we did in it, they knew exactly how that floor was laid out, and they knew how to exactly, if they got set in certain positions, that if he was to just drive his car forward and hit his buddy, it would launch his buddy into the air, hit the ball, and then launch that ball right into the goal every time. Every time. They knew this. They had it down to a damn science. So, yeah. Shit's bullshit.
We didn't get... completely destroyed. We scored a goal in that one.
Yeah, I did.
9-1.
I did. That was me. That was all me that game. I'm the worst person at Rocket League, but occasionally I will pull out some kind of nonsense and I'll be like, yeah, I meant to do that. I didn't mean to do that. So, yeah. But, yeah. All right, Corey, what else have you played?
I know it's like a really old game at this point, but Contrast. We bought it during the sale that happened last holiday. It's a really cool game. I don't know if you're familiar with it. You played it, Rob?
I played it on PS4. It's fine. It on PS4 for a little bit, but I didn't finish it.
I don't know. I really like that carnival art style. I don't know if that's the right description for it, but it's all very almost clown-like in the proportions and everything. It uses shadows, so you find light sources and you've got to create a shadow of yourself and you get platforming through those and puzzle solving through those. It's a really, really neat game. Pretty short though. I think I beat it in like 3 or so hours. And a pretty easy 1,000 achievements if you want to try and get them. I got like 950.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Well,
not a lot to say about it, but
let's back it up, guys. We're done here. Oh no. Mark, did you play anything else?
I've been playing a lot of Despicable Me Minion Rush.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's just one of those like Temple Run things. Windows game with achievements, whatever.
I was trying to figure out what that was that you were playing the other day. I saw you playing it, and I was like,
"That's
Despicable Me."
And I've gone back to the Texas Hold'em game. Because it's going to take, like, forever to reach level 100, which you get an achievement for. And it's an easy thing to do when I'm eating and watching something. I don't really have to pay much attention. It's just like, okay, bad hand, fold it, you know, come around in a minute or two with another hand. It doesn't require a lot of attention.
What level are you now?
64 or 5.
You got a ways to go then.
Yes, I do. I think someone's calculated how long it would take, and it's an insane amount because the amount of experience you get is ridiculous, and it just keeps... I don't know if it increases how much you need exponentially, but it's something ridiculous.
Hmm. All right.
Also, do you guys know that Rock Zombie game that came out on Xbox One?
I'm familiar with it, but
it is, and it's never been patched, which is so annoying, but it is the most broken-ass broken game because I guess some people have managed to get it to work. I've tried so many times. It doesn't log you in, so you can't save your progress or unlock achievements or do anything. So you can play it, and then when you quit out, everything just reset like you never played it. So it really doesn't make any sense. It's like the biggest waste of whatever.
I've never even heard of this game.
It's one of the many crappy looking indie games.
Oh,
that was on sale at a point. So
we were talking about that the other night, man. That Xbox, I'm sure it's probably the same one on PlayStation.
It is,
but just the shovelware that's being released on those systems right now is.
Well, it's because there's no Xbox Live indie marketplace. Because everything's mixed together now. And there are a lot of games that would have been on that if that still existed. Mm-hmm. But both systems are shitty.
Are you saying Soda Drinker Pro is not a AAA title?
Well, Soda Drinker Pro is pretty amazing, actually.
Have you actually played it?
No, but I've watched it been played, and it looks ridiculous.
He would probably like it, though, because he likes Roblox.
That's very
And whatever
true.
the other one is that
Roblox
recently
had
came out.
Update. So it's
Trico, Trico, whatever
Trove,
that's stupid.
Trove.
Yeah.
Buck Trove. That game's terrible.
Trove is better than Roblox.
I noticed on the demos tab for Xbox that one of the shovelware games has a demo, and I'm like, should I download this demo? I didn't end up doing
it. Which game was it?
Oh, like Serpent and the King or whatever. No. I don't know what it's called for sure, but...
Is that like first-person dungeon thing?
That's what it looks like.
Oh! That was that Japanese game, right?
I honestly have no idea.
Because if I played that, it's like... I think I may have played that one. Oh, no, maybe not. I don't know. But, yeah. So...
It looked like it could be okay for $5, but isn't it like $12.99 or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
All right. Cool, cool, cool. So, anybody watch any movies? No?
I watched Suicide Squad.
I can only imagine what you think about that movie. I actually liked it okay.
I thought it was boring as fuck. I mean, the difference between Suicide Squad and Batman v Superman is that while watching Batman v Superman, I actively hated it. I couldn't stand it. While watching Suicide Squad, I did not watch it in one sitting. It took me 3 sittings to watch it because I was bored out of my mind watching it. I think Margot Robbie, everyone praising her, I think she's incredibly overrated in her performance. I think her accent was weird. I feel like there were just like 2 times where she sounded like Harley Quinn, and then the rest she just sounded like herself, or just like a normal person, and it just seemed like it was off and never consistent, but I didn't think she was that great in the role. I think the standout performances were from Will Smith and Viola Davis, and then everything else was just garbage. I do like the fact that they like, hey, we got this guy, Slipknot, let's just blow his head off to prove that it's true. We'll just bring him in for a minute and blow his head off.
My wife freaked out on that.
The antagonist was awful. The stupid witch and her little slime monster things. That was all stupid as shit. But it was just so, so boring. Yeah. I was expecting more. And I also thought Jared Leto was awful as the Joker. I did not like his take on the Joker at all. And I watched the extended edition, so I got more of that shit.
What I didn't like about the Joker is his infatuation with Harley Quinn and being in love with her. I was like, that is not the Joker at all. That is dumb. That is, I guess they, I don't know, that was just, I was like,
this. I watched a compilation of like the Batman animated series of the Joker and Harley Quinn, and their relationship is very much different than the movie.
It's very abusive.
Yes, yes.
Yes, if you were in that relationship, you should get out. And that's what I hate when fucking people post on Facebook these pictures. I want a romance like Harley Quinn and Joker. I was like, no, you don't. Date a meth addict. You'll get the same kind of relationship.
Everybody who wants that kind of relationship got it because they voted for Donald Trump.
I don't know.
Anybody watch any TV? Crickets.
That's a no.
I feel like I watched something. I had to have watched something, but I can't place anything off the top of my head.
I mean, I haven't really sat down. I finished up. Oh, I did finish up Hell on Wheels. That was an amazing series. I highly recommend that series to anybody that likes Westerns, especially people named Mark who like Westerns.
Did I talk about the AO last episode?
No.
I liked it. I know like you and Mark, Rich, did Rich watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're both disappointed
with the end or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It was good up until the end.
I enjoyed it all the way through. Actually, that's not true. It took me an episode and a half to get into it, but once I did, I enjoyed it.
You're another one of those, like, Sean and Preston, the three of you should all go do a fucking podcast together because we love the OA. And it'd probably be better than this episode of this show.
Maybe.
So, somebody read Monstrous?
Monstrous. I started reading that comic book series last night. It is a very beautiful art style. I wish I was better at art so I knew what kind of style, but it's just a very dark kind of gothic style, I guess. But it's about this girl who's part of this.
Is she a monstrous?
Well, I don't really know yet because I'm only like four or five issues in now, and there's the humans, and then there's another, I forget what they call them, but they're essentially monsters. Like there's some cyclopses and like fox people.
I believe it's called Cyclop. I don't know what I was going with that.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I'm glad you have my back. But she comes from the monster side, and she looks like a human. And apparently some stuff has happened to her in the past, so she's trying to avenge her family. I don't want to go too spoilery, but it's really good so far. I picked up the first trade paperback, whatever those are called, a month or so ago, and I finally got to it.
All trade paperbacks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, we just got a message from Rich. No, I'm actually in the media center at Daytona International Speedway. The race just finished. Sorry.
We all fucking know without shit you're fucking posting, Jesus Christ.
What?
Posting so many goddamn pictures and Facebook keeps notifying me about them. I don't want to know. I keep saying, no, stop sending me this shit. And it keeps doing it. I feel like I'm going to have to untick them as a close friend. Because I'm just like, is that why it's overriding that? It's driving me nuts. I go onto Facebook, it's like, oh, here's a dozen notifications. Rich posted something to Instagram. God, I don't care.
All right. Cool, I guess. All right. Well, I guess that's going to be the end of our show. Maybe forever.
This is the last show, guys.
This is the last show ever, guys.
We went out with a bang.
Well, it's that time of year where nothing new is coming out. I mean, there would technically was a bunch of remakes that came out this last week, but
wait, what were a bunch of remakes that came out?
The Kingdom Hearts remake came out.
Oh yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 2.8. It's like Roman numeral 2.8- Who gives a fuck?
I'm still
annoyed. Final chapter,
I'm
prologue.
I'm still annoyed why they keep fucking bringing these games out and they don't bring them to Xbox when you got three coming out to the Xbox. It's real annoying. What's the point?
They'll do it eventually.
No, they won't.
Guaranteed. Maybe if they ever actually do a complete, here's 1, 2, and this whatever. Like this new one is, what, the 3DS game or some shit? I don't fucking even know what this new one is.
Well, I don't. They even on the PlayStation when they did the 1 and 2.5, they had extra stuff from the PSP and the DS versions in them. So I don't know what this is.
Yeah, but like, they didn't have a touchpad on the 3, so it didn't matter.
The Kingdom Hearts franchise is so fucking confusing, and also they're not good games, so who gives a shit, really?
I think that the true 1 and 2 were good games, but everything outside of that I did not enjoy.
I didn't like 1.
I liked 2.
After like 6 hours, but I played a good chunk of Kingdom Hearts 2, and it never grabbed me at all. And I like Disney.
Yeah, but do you
I don't give a shit about Square.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a Disney game with Disney characters in a Square world, basically. You know.
So. I just got a weird email from Assassin's Creed Unity.
What, Unity? Yeah. That's weird.
It's like, I just got an email from Ubisoft saying, you're an Assassin's Creed master.
I didn't get this one. I guess I'm not.
It's weird. I haven't played this game since it came out.
No one played that game since it came out. Because it was bad. Oh, good news.
I like that game.
Next week is they're releasing a patch for the Dead Rising 3 to hopefully fix, or Dead Rising 3, Dead Rising 4 to hopefully fix that stupid fucking glitch.
Yeah, I have no confidence in that.
So, but anywho, I guess get the plugs in here, Mark.
I can be found on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, all the usual places at PX Sausage. On PSN, I'm Who Gives a Shit. Site is pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, the podcast I do, the Pixelated Sausage Podcast, which I and Big Steven know is the best podcast on this network. And if you like the art I do, you can go over to pxsart.com and pick up a print or two. And also, Rich isn't here, but he does a racing podcast, and that's called Sports Car Unleashed, which you can find at scunleashed.com.
And it sounds like he's there instead of being here.
Yep. Because he knows where the fun is at. It's fucking not here.
All right. And also, did you want to plug your buddy Big Steven's podcast?
I don't even know what the hell it's called.
Indeed.
Some shit.
With four H's. With his friend Brady Farmer. Yeah.
I just want to go to sleep.
Corey, what do you want to plug?
Other than just my normal Xbox, Wolfna, and PlayStation, that's pretty much it.
All right, and I'm Henderson Man on everywhere.
Are any of you, I don't even know if they're in your ears, going to try and play the Nintendo Switch at like a demo thing? Are they doing any in your neighborhood?
I don't think they're doing any in my neighborhood, but I also don't give a shit because I've already got my system paid off, so.
I think Chicago is the closest place that has one for me.
Really? Kansas City's not having one?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I looked.
Interesting.
So that's a two-hour drive that I don't want to take just to play something for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then when you leave, you're going to get shot. You're going to be like, great. All I did was play the Switch for 5 minutes and got shot.
Branded and I didn't even get a t-shirt. Hold the sign. All right. And I'm
I got a t-shirt, but it's got bullet holes in it. Now it's worthless.
Alrighty. And I'm Henderson Man on just about everything. You can find me on the Twitchers and everything as Henderson Man. Also, I'm playing with Legos a lot more these days, which is kind of taking over my video game time, honestly. I would rather be putting Legos together.
Do you have all the Lego Toys of Life stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Because apparently Toys R Us has a sale on all that kind of shit.
Yeah, I collected all those, and that's what caused me to get into real Legos, which was even worse for me.
Wish I had money right now to buy those, because I'm short on a lot of stuff.
I'm surprised by how much you've bought, especially the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. Because
that is not a cheap thing.
Well, I mean, it's not the big one. It's not the $300 one.
There's two versions?
Oh, there's been several different versions of Millennium Falcon. There's one that's like more 1-to-1 ratio. This one was only $120. So, anyway, that's going to be it for the show. Everybody.
Thanks for making it if you did.
If you made it to the end. This is a rough one. Godspeed.
Well, what's wrong with you?
Anyway.
If you've made it to the end, prove it by giving us 0 stars in iTunes. Because that's what we deserve.
All right. Everybody, peace out.
Yeah. Adios. Blah, whatever.